If you've ever designed packaging with textures and foils, you know there's a learning curve to doing it right. I want to bring you the opportunity to gain these insights as quickly as possible. Today, I'm joined by April Lytle with Kurz Transfer Products. Kurz has been making foils since the 1800s, so they know a thing or two about foil. Today's 10 lessons for designing with foil is split into two parts to keep it short and actionable. Here's numbers 1 through 5. Thanks for listening.
Today we've got April Lytle with Kurz, and we're going to jump into top 10 tips for foil application in packaging design. April, how are you doing?
I am great. I'm so excited to be participating in this. Design and foil is obviously my passion, so this is awesome.
Great. Can you tell us a little bit about Kurz?
Sure. So Kurz has actually been around since the 1800s when they were hand hammering out gold sheets of foil for decorative purposes. Since then, we've continued that tradition of making decorative foil for primary and secondary packaging, as well as security, anti-counterfeiting solution, even digital software solutions now for brand protection and anti-counterfeiting. So sort of expanded our offerings, but still at the core, we've been doing the same thing for over a century.
Amazing. Awesome. So what we're going to do is we're going to jump into top 10 tips on how to use foil in packaging. Obviously, I'm coming from a designer standpoint and you're coming from the foil standpoint. So I think together we should have some pretty good information here. We're going to knock this out in two different episodes. So you'll catch the first five and you'll tune in next week to catch the second five. I'm going to go ahead and kickstart this off with number one. Basically, anytime you're working with something new that's new to you. So if you're new to foil, I think it's really important for you to connect with your supplier, share the design concepts with them, either sketches or just really rough ideas of what you're trying to do with foil, so that they can help guide you in making the best decisions before you get too far down the road in the design process.
That is an absolutely amazing tip. Could not put an exclamation point on that enough. So my tip is, when you are designing with foil, please use layers, not only to help organize your own artwork, but it actually helps with the production, die making, etc. a lot. Layer out each foil color on its own layer. One, so that you can make sure that they're lining up properly with your print, and two, so that when you actually go to send those off to have dies made or plates made, it helps make individual files for that.
Perfect. If you're using Illustrator and you're laying out your artwork, creating layers and naming those appropriately makes a huge difference. Yes. Number three, talk to the team that's going to be doing the foiling. You know, who's your manufacturer? One is talking to the supplier, and then three is making sure that you talk to the production team, understand how they're going to be doing the foiling. There's so many different ways to apply the foil that it's important to know what they're actually going to be doing so that you can set the parameters for your design before you get started.
Absolutely. I have had to learn that the hard way myself. But I mean, you have a team of experts that you're going to be working with. So they are more than happy to work with you so that it's less headaches for everyone at the end. My next tip is about using trapping. And it is extremely important to use trapping with your foil layers, just like you would a typical four-color job that's going to be plated out. But foil needs trapping just as much, especially when it's being partnered up with a print job. You still need that little bit of wiggle room for when it's going to be stamped. Nothing is ever like extremely perfect, so you need that trapping to make sure that you have room for the plates and everything to move around. Trapping for foil is about the same as a regular print job, but again, going back to the production team, ask them what they want for trapping and use their parameters when you set it up.
Absolutely, and that's a great point. A lot of times when you're doing hot stamping, for example, that's a separate offline process. So if you're printing four color process on a sheet, it goes through the machine, then it comes off. So whatever registration happened there ends at that point when the paper comes off, and then when it moves on to the letterpress or whatever machine that's being used for foiling, there's a whole separate registration that has to happen there. So you're going to get some movement, and the trapping is going to help cover some of that.
Exactly.
So number five, simplify your design. Intricate artwork is going to fill in, you know, so try to avoid using super thin lines or hot stamping fine print. Any legal copy, any of that microtype is going to fill in or separate from the paper. It's never going to look amazing. You also want to reduce your vector points if you're using Illustrator. There's a feature in there to reduce vector points by number of percentage. As you reduce those points, the less points there are, the less time that the dies have to run to be made, and then the more solid your finish is going to be. If you've got a lot of points in that design, you're going to see those inconsistencies on the finished product. You won't see them on screen, because on screen it's going to look amazing, but when it comes through the process, you're going to see all these little dots, and you might get pitting happening there as well.
Exactly. And again, that was one of those had to learn the hard way situations.
Right. And that's, you know, that's how we learn is, you know, the hard way. We always, you know, you make the mistake once and you learn from it. If you make the same mistake twice, then, you know, you need to make a bigger mistake, I think. So those are the top five tips. And if you join us again next week, we will have the second half of top 10 tips for using foil in packaging design. April Lytle, thank you so much for joining us. Again, if anybody wants to reach out to you, what's the best place they can contact you?
You can fill out our contact form at www.kurzusa.com. We are also on LinkedIn, which is Kurtz Transfer Products LP, kind of a mouthful, but you should be able to find us. Also, if you search for Kurtz USA there as well.
Awesome. And I'll have links to both of those in the show notes. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Catch part 2 of 10 Lessons for Designing with Foil next week. Thank you once again to April, and thanks to you for listening. Talk soon.